side by side, holding hands, a show of solidarity in Munich. A human chain across the city protesting against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Nearby, the Russian consulate, its entrance vandalized with red paint. A show of anger against Vladimir Putin, the man who protesters say must face justice for his actions.
I despise war, any kind of war, and I really want to set an example. I think Putin has been courted for far too long. For 20 years, the West has been trying to keep him quiet so that he doesn't get upset, and that simply has to stop now.
In Rome, the mood may have been more festive, but the message to Putin just as critical. Italy may have been one of Russia's closest allies in Europe, with many politicians having previously boasted of strong ties, but now many are seeking to distance themselves. Across Europe, cities that have welcomed Russian money are having to reflect on the effect that it's had on their businesses and politics. Among them, London, a major beneficiary of Russian cash since the end of the Soviet Union. But that has not calmed any criticism of Putin or his allies here.
The more missiles raining down on Ukraine, the more solidarity people here are showing towards Ukrainians. And what people here want is for the West to step up and take decisive action against Putin and his assault on Ukraine.
There's going to be a genocide. Why do we wait? They will go in, but only after there's a genocide. How outrageous. We need to do it now.
In The Hague, home of the International Criminal Court, many called for an end to the invasion and blamed Putin himself, not Russians, for the conflict. All the while, Ukraine continues to come under attack. Yet many Europeans are determined to signal their support for the country and to show Ukrainians they are not alone. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera, London.